Hey, Isles Nation, Alan Furing with you, and welcome back inside another edition of the 10 Questions Sit Down. A lot of times we've talked with current Islanders players and coaches and management, but it's always fun to talk to former players, and in this case, Hall of Famers. Tonight we've got Bobby Nystrom, the great Bob Nystrom, sitting down here with us on the 10 Questions Sit Down. Bob, thanks so much for taking some time here. I want to get to know you on a little deeper level and maybe ask you some questions that have never been asked before. The first one I have for you is, when you look back at your remarkable career, what do you think was the one game in there that you were at your all-time best?
That's an impossible question. Hold on, let me think. No, there was never a time that I had that feeling, you know? Like, I mean, I was a grinder, you know? And the fact is that, you know, I just felt, like during the playoffs, I felt that that's when I really wanted to go hard. But there's no time that I felt that I was, you know, this is it. I was kind of a journeyman working hockey player. And it was fun to watch the stars that we had on our team.
I'm wondering, when you look back on those dynasty teams, who do you think was the most underrated player those years?
That's a very tough question. You know, I look at guys like, you know, Gordy Lane and Dave Langevin, and you know, there's so many guys that I would say aren't stars. And I think that that's probably one of the reasons that we won, is because we had grunts. And I call them grunts with, you know, respect, but they came with a heart and soul, and I think that we had a lot of those. Butchie Goring, you know, like, he came onto the team, he really made a big difference. But, you know, you look at Tonelli and all these guys that were just the hardest workers. So I think that I'd give at least three quarters of the team, you know, that was them.
Bobby, let's say a fan either today or perhaps back in the dynasty era wanted your autograph. When's the best time for them to approach you?
You know, I really enjoyed it. You know, like, even when we walked out in the freezing cold and everything like that, Al Arbor said something to us that was so critical. And he says, you got to remember, those people in the stands are paying your salaries, and you better stop and take care of them, help them, do anything that you can for them, because they're the ones that support you.
I know back when you played, prank wars were quite the thing. Were you ever pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Oh, I wasn't one of the pranksters, but there was a couple on the team, and they did the craziest thing. Clark was really bad, you know? He would take, you know, foam from a shaving kit, right? And if someone was sleeping on the planes, he would put it right on their head like this, or else he'd walk by, and we used to have to wear, you know, tie, and they would clip the tie. He would clip the tie. there were so many guys. And then at the airport, we would have this string, you know, that comes back in real fast. And so we'd put like a $5 bill on it in the middle of the airport. And as soon as someone went down to pick it, you'd put the thing in it, zip right back. We were so bad at the airport.
That's amazing. Well, how was it to fly commercial back in the day? Did you guys take up the whole plane? Did folks recognize you?
No, we definitely didn't take up the whole plane. And people did recognize us. And, you know, I would have to say that we were very well behaved. Al wouldn't take any, you know, thing like that. But we had more fun in the airports.
Sitting down with Bobby Nystrom on today's 10 Questions Sit Down. Bobby, what was the best medicine for you personally after you guys encountered a tough night at the rink?
It wasn't Al the next day skating our rear ends off. But, you know, I'm not sure whether there was any one thing, you know, but we would sometimes get together and kind of hash it out. But no, we were a good team that way, you know, like, we'd bounce back, and there was nothing said or anything like that. We just knew what we had to do.
Putting hockey aside, what athlete do you admire most outside of this game?
You know, I'm going to kind of go back to where I was, you know, like when I was a kid and I was growing up and everything like that. I was a swimmer. And, you know, like I used to do triathletes and everything like that. You know, did an Ironman. And, you know, those athletes, you know, they basically lose their life because it's just training and training and training. And I really have a lot of respect for them. You know, I'm going to tell you where my, after I finished playing hockey, I was climbing mountains. I wanted to climb the highest mountains, right? And so I traveled all over the world. And the thing that I had in my mind is, how much can you grunt? I honestly have to say that Bruce Jenner was a guy that I really looked up to. You know, I mean, you talk about a hard sport. I mean, he was absolutely incredible, and he won continuous. And, you know, it's always, you know, just seeing how hard a person, you know, like, needless to say, they're going to train and train and train. But to be that good in a sport and just keep winning and winning is a guy that I really, he's a guy I really had a respect for.
Okay, Bobby, modern day. Do you have one app on your cell phone or your smartphone that you think everybody needs to know about?
That's a tough one. I can't come up with anything.
Okay, that's fair. We'll let you off the hook with that one. How about, when's the last time you got nervous about anything?
I'm always nervous. I mean, I really am. I'm a guy that lays in bed and I worry, you know. I just read a book on how to get out of that, but no, I definitely worry about, you know, people and friends and, you know, and a lot of different things, but, you know, that's probably my worst trait.
Okay. Wow. That's fascinating. Probably something a lot of folks didn't know. What's a question you get asked a lot that you're tired of answering?
Were you offside? And, you know, people come up to me and they said, oh, you were offside. And I said, who cares?
That is by far the best answer that we've had yet to that question, no doubt. Hey, Bobby, at the end of every interview, I'm asking each individual a question that was posed by our last guest. So we most recently sat down with Simon Holmstrom, and he wants to know how you ended up in the number 23. Like, how did that come about?
Well, that's an easy question. I have to say that when I always liked Boom Boom Geoffrion, you know, from Montreal, and he was number 5, right? And he invented the slap shot. And so I really wanted that number, and I think I got it for about a day or two. But then Danny Potvin came in. He wanted that number too. So I guess it was talent got the got the number 5. And so I did 2 and 3 is 5, so that worked out pretty well.